So we'll do one of our songs. This one is called Think About It, Think About It.
Just like Phil Collins, who taught us all how sad it must be to be a tramp, the Concords are agitators as well as entertainers. Think About It, Think About It is their most unflinchingly political novelty song to date. On guitar and vocals, Brett McKenzie.
There's children on the streets using guns and knives, taking drugs and each other's lives, killing each other using knives and forks, and calling each other names like dogs.
There's people on the street getting diseases from monkeys.
On vocals and guitar, Jermaine Clement.
Now there's junkies with monkey disease. Who's touching these monkeys, please? Leave these poor sick monkeys alone. They got problems enough of their own.
A man is lying on the street. Some punk's chopped off his hair. I'm the only one who stops to see if he's dead. Turns out he's dead.
What is wrong?
What's wrong with the world today? I never ever thought to the moon and egg.
What is wrong with the world today?
Yeah, think about it, think about it.
We're following in the footsteps of, you know, the likes of Dame Carita Kanawa,
Edmund Hillary,
Neil Finn,
Earl Paris.
Australian.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, well.
The band's manager, Brian Nesbitt.
I tell you what, working with these two, there's certainly a lot of great stories I can tell you. Some adventures that we've been up to, and some of the great things that these two have been up to together as a team. Some of the great stories, Brett and Jermaine. Oh, they've done some crazy things.
We're not as good as Ralph Harris, but...
it's going to be basically like two Ralph Harrises.
You know, that's going to cause a bit of a stir.
That's what Brian says when he rings people up. Imagine Ralph Harris times two.
They're turning kids into slaves just to make cheaper sneakers. But what's the real cost? Because the sneakers don't seem that much cheaper. Why are sneakers still so expensive when you got little slave kids making them? What are your overheads?
At the end of your life, you were lucky if you die. Sometimes I wonder why we even try. I saw a man lying on the street, half dead. He had knives and forks sticking out of his leg, and he said,
could somebody please remove these cutleries from our knees? And then we broke it down.
This is where we break it down. This is where we break it down.
I guess,
Brian Nesbitt again.
Oh, there's just... Yeah, you'd have to ask them yourself, really. A lot of it's personal there, yeah.
What are they doing? But no, we're just breaking.